Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the stylings of Vanessa May, the Balinescu Quartet, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with some music by Gorecki. Now, a very established Polish and distinguished composer, gained a lot of success after the release of The West in his Third Symphony. The music is rooted quite a bit in the folk and religious culture of Poland, and in particular, that of the Tatra Mountain region. This next work was written back in 1987 for the then Pope John Paul's third visit to his homeland. Here is Totus Tuus.
Thank you.
music by Polish composer Henryk Gorecki, and that was a great performance by the Prague Philharmonic Choir, and they were joined by the members of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with John Nelson conducting. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on with some music by John Lurie. Now, he's a composer, a musician, an actor, a director, and a painter. The list goes on, a true Renaissance man. He is the co-founder of the Lounge Lizards, which is a jazz ensemble. He's also acted in more than 20 films, composed and performed music for both television and film, was nominated for a Grammy for the soundtrack to Get Shorty way back in the 1990s. Today we're going to hear some music that he composed for the black and white film, Stranger Than Paradise. Here are the members of the Balinescu Quartet.
Thank you.
The Balinescu Quartet, and that was music from the film Stranger Than Paradise. And why not? Let's do some oboe music time right now, featuring music today by Benjamin Britten. Now, born back in 1913, many think of Britten primarily as a composer of vocal music. But in the early years of his career, he was primarily an instrumental composer. 18 of his first works were for instruments alone. We're going to be hearing his fantasy quartet. Now, this was one of the works that made his name known. It was composed back in 1932 when he was not yet 19 and was dedicated to the very famous oboist Leon Goossens, who performed it on a radio broadcast in 1933 and later at the International Society of Contemporary Music in Florence. A great feat. Well, history has proved that the work still stands the test of time. So let's take a listen to the early stylings of Benjamin Britten, his fantasy quartet for oboe, violin, viola, and cello. We've got Pamela Woods on oboe, and she's joined by the members of the Audubon Quartet. Enjoy. Thank you. Oboist Pamela Woods, joined by the Audubon Quartet, and that was Benjamin Britten's Fantasy Quartet for Oboe. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised at the top of the show, we're going to hear the artistry of Vanessa May. Now, she was born back in 1978, is a British violinist, and has been, people have referred to her musical style as violin techno acoustic fusion. She was a former child prodigy and became a very successful crossover violinist with album sales in the millions. And at one time, she was the wealthiest young entertainer in the United Kingdom. That was back in 2006. But she definitely has mastered the art of collaborating pop and classical and a little fun. Now, a child prodigy at the age of 13, she was also the youngest soloist to record both the Beethoven and Tchaikovsky violin concertos. And she's also apparently an excellent skier, starting at the age of 5. I don't think there's anything she can't do, but she's also quite candid about her personal life, saying, "You don't need a ring to say I love you." Well, I think she says I love you in her music. She plays a mean violin. This is Bach's Staccato and Fugue.
Thank you.
stunning. That's all I can say. That was Vanessa May and Bach's Toccato and Fugue, and that comes from her earlier recording called The Violin Player. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on. I think we have time for one more selection. So we're going to move on to some Gershwin. Now, the piano player was a central force in American musical life early on in the 1900s, between about 1900 and 1930. Now, Gershwin began teaching himself at the age of 10 at the home of a friend who had a piano player. And this proved to be a great learning method. And no sooner he released his first upright and was off and playing. This next selection comes from an incredible CD of Gershwin playing Gershwin. The piano used to play on it is a 9-foot Yamaha. From Gershwin playing Gershwin, here is some music from Lady Be Good.
Thank you.
Gershwin plays Gershwin, and that was So I Am from Lady Be Good. And thanks for joining me. Today you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. And do stay listening right now to a phenomenal show, Shukshukta, with Wurku and Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next. Enjoy.